Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hear him chatting the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys, man so tough, but man's keep walking.
G'day ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cancer Be Now podcast. This is episode, apparently, according to the thumbnails on YouTube, it's 38, but it's actually 38 today. No, it's 38 something, who cares?
38?
We're starting to skip some so we can get to 50 quicker to do the live show.
Do 45 next week.
Yeah.
And then 50 the week after.
51 and then we'll go back and do 50. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Isaac Butterfield. This is Josh Bluey Nielsen and we are back. You've been away.
You've been away.
No, you've been away. You're too busy. You got a job apparently. You're too busy. You're like, oh, fucking can't make it, mate. You said yesterday, and I quote, I'm sorry, I can't make it. My ass is full of steel and cum. Explain.
Yeah, mate, it's good to see you, by the way.
Good to see
and
you,
Lordy. It's been a fucking month, my friend. So I'm flying solo with the business at the moment. Jeff.
Yeah. Fucking Jeff.
Jeffrey Allen McCormack.
Dog.
So obviously we have the business together.
Obviously.
His part, well, it's not that obvious at the fucking moment. It's a mystery at the moment. So his gorgeous partner is Dutch. And they have a baby,
Dutch
a seven-month-old baby, a lot of Dutch ovens, and they've gone to visit her family. So that she hasn't seen anyone from home since pre-pandemic.
Dutchland.
Deutschland.
Have they met Germany. Have they met the baby?
The parents.
The grandparents and that.
No, that's what they've gone to do. Beautiful. So they've gone to see all her family, and they haven't seen anyone for like 3 years, plus there's a baby. So they've gone for a month. So I've had the reins for like a month and I'm at breaking point. It's been fucking hectic.
So what does your day look like?
So
I want to know if it's similar to my day.
I'm sure it's carbon copy of what you get up to, mate. No, it's just been wild. So just like and plus the fact that obviously the construction industry is just fucking gangbusters at the moment. So it's been wild.
You erect scaffold.
I erect scaffold and doodles.
And doodles. that's in that order.
That's a side hustle.
Yep.
The doodle things.
I met a bloke yesterday. He was in my house, which was confronting. But you know Chatterbait?
No.
Oh, bullshit.
What's that?
Lordy, you know Chatterbait?
Lordy, he's nodding suggestively.
Chatterbait was like, it probably still is. It's a...
Lordy's rattled.
Lordy's remembering all the good days.
What's Chatterbait? Sounds horny.
Chatterbait, well, it fucking is. Yeah. You go on there... And they got live streams of chicks jamming themselves. It's quality stuff.
Surprised I didn't know what it was.
You can actually join our Patreon and watch this podcast live. So go and do that right now for $1 a month.
We should start a Chatterbait account by the sounds.
We will. We will. And the end of this show, we'll get into the nitty gritty stuff. It's called the sealed section and it is live for Patreon. All right, it only goes to Patreon. The stuff we can't put on Spotify and YouTube. So go and check that out, $1 a month. Anyway, now, Chatterbait. So, yeah, nude chicks, everyone gets on there. The creepy dude's like, oh, baby, I love you so much. I want to fucking.
I'm assuming Lordy was a premium account holder.
Oh, here you go. The microphone's coming in.
I cannot believe that you don't know anything about it because it's the advertisement for every basic porn site in the world.
Okay.
It's everywhere. Chatterbait.
Yeah.
You watch porn?
No, masturbate. I know what masturbating is.
Oh, so you don't Chatterbait. You don't watch porn?
I'm trying to cut back.
Why? How much are you doing it? Is that why you haven't been on the show for a while?
I'm trying.
Oh, work.
I'm making a conscious effort to not masturbate.
Why? Has Jesse complained?
Well, one, I'm fucking too tired and my hands are too calloused. It's not enjoyable. No, that's not true.
Feels like a fucking weightlifter.
That's not true. No, I just think like it's good to hold on to your semen and save it for your
semen retention. Lover.
A bit of semen retention.
Now, you got to get it out.
Why?
Because it's good for your prostate.
Is it?
Mm.
I don't know. Apparently, it seems like it'd be a good thing to not jerk off all the time.
Hang on.
Porn's not that healthy, is it? I mean, porn's fucking obviously fun, I don't think it's that healthy to be looking at porn all the time.
Benefits. Well, possibly not. You know you've been watching too much porn. Is it if you go to like from video to video to video to video like to video to video?
Rabbit hole and-
Like where I'm at. And you finally finish a job and you're just staring into an arsehole.
Have you ever subscribed to like a premium?
Oh, OnlyFans, a few, but that's mainly for videos on the channel.
I have genuinely never understood the porn subscription thing, because like there's enough free porn surely to get the job done, isn't there?
I've definitely Googled the wrong thing here.
What have you gone for here? Benefits of masturbating for men.
No, I didn't even say for men. I just wrote benefits of masturbating men.
The importance of the word for there. Well, it exercises the pelvic floor, apparently.
Exactly. And I've got
prevent
issues.
Prevent erectile dysfunction.
100%.
And in, I know you have issues with incontinence.
All day.
So that's why this is important.
That's why I got to do it.
Yeah. No, I feel like hanging on to your spunk could be a good thing.
There's 10 benefits according to Men's Health.
Yeah, but like not every day, surely. You're just shooting dust.
When you finally have an orgasm, chef's kiss. What?
What the fuck?
It's a chef's kiss.
That's...
It helps lower the risk of prostate cancer. Men, in 2004, there was a study that found that men that ejaculated more than 21 times a month. that's doable.
Was that 3 times a week?
No. No. That's 7 days off.
Okay. So that's
7 or 8 days off.
5 times a week?
9 days off. 10
5
days
times
off.
A week? That's a lot of wanking.
Reduce their risk of prostate cancer by 33% compared to guys who only did the deed 4 to 7 times a month.
Does that count if you're throwing the leg over though with your partner? If you actually,
yeah.
It's the same. You're ejaculating.
It makes you harder.
Ooh,
Christ!
Oh, I bet it does.
Fuck, man. Yeah, I can't even walk through buildings now. I'm setting off metal detectors,
knocking gyp rock off the walls.
Helps you last longer during sex. Some would argue that's not a good thing. It boosts immunity. There you go, COVID.
Cure for COVID.
You want to get rid of COVID?
Wait, was that one Fauci?
Yeah. Imagine if that was Fauci come out with. Guys, listen. We know that the vaccines work, but what works better is fucking ripping the ears off it on a daily basis, all right?
Pulling the pud.
Every fucking... Hillary Clinton doesn't want you to know this, but the best way to stop COVID getting you and your grandmother... is wanking.
Do
so
it
you
Nan.
Need to wank. Do it for Nan.
Do it for Nan.
Do it for Nan. It should be a t-shirt. It helps you fall asleep. It helps increase your lifespan and improves your skin. Does that mean you have to?
Yeah, I think that means put it on your face. I assume so, don't you?
I don't know. Improves heart health. Cool. So,
yeah. But no, work's been crazy and I'm not wanking all at the moment.
So you're not wanking at work? That's you're restraining yourself?
I've knocked off the Portaloo wanks, yes.
Have you ever done that?
But I know blokes that have.
Christ.
Got some horny mates, man. Ugh. Some real sick individuals. Ugh. I'm not going to name their names, but if they listen to this, they know who they are.
Yeah.
And that like blokes that will like just can't. They'll just be like, I'm fucking so horny. And they have to go and like rub one out at work.
Who's that horny at work?
Bro, I know. It's fucking crazy. There would be people listening to this right now.
Lordy's at work.
I'm almost sure Lordy's definitely jerked off in this house.
All this talk about chatterbait.
Yeah. That's almost a certainty. But yeah, everything's good. Just fucking busy, man. Yeah. Just crazy.
So let's, hang on. Semen retention. You said you want to retain more of it.
Yeah, I think, I don't know.
Is this like a Christmas gift you're working on? Or
some really elaborate Christmas decoration.
It's an Eiffel Tower.
The tree's going to be different this year.
I bet it is. Wow. Good grief.
It's snowing. Yeah, I don't know. And also, I haven't had the time to fucking rub one out. Like I haven't been doing a lot of drink. Normally like prime masturbating times when you're hungover.
Well, also Jesse was away for six weeks.
She,
or something like that.
Yeah, she went on uni placement for 6 weeks to Maurice. Obviously I was doing plenty.
More time for me and Maurice.
That was probably too much me time. new painting.
There's a new painting in the studio here. It's of Littlefoot if he went down a bad path.
Littlefoot if he took acid.
Yeah.
And,
it's a dog with a cigarette and a nice little hat.
And a bow tie.
It looks fucking cool.
I like it.
Claire's old man picked that up for us. It's fucking sick.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a bit of semen retention going on just been too busy to...
I did see you walk into the studio with your legs sort of half spread, waddling along a big fucking, like a bull.
Like on South Park when Randy Marsh like bounces on them like one of those balls. Yeah, they're getting full. The boys are full.
Well, if you walk in here next week with a wheelbarrow with your balls, I'm going to have to call Jesse and tell her to do something about this.
Buffalo soldier. The fucking spliff hanging out with me now. But everything's good. Yeah, Jeff, the business partner, seems to be having a great time.
When's he back? Because I'd like my podcast partner.
Well, hang on a sec. You've just spent fucking, actually, we need to get to the crux of this podcast.
Let's move on.
So, how was Hawaii, first of all?
Mate, what a beautiful time I had in Hawaii. Just gorgeous, the scenery, the people. Just one of the most beautiful and awe-inspiring moments of my life.
When you said you were going to Hawaii, I was like, you're not going to like Hawaii.
Why not?
Well, here's why I don't think you guys are going to like Hawaii. One, you don't like the sun.
Oh, yeah, true.
You don't like the beach.
I don't know if that's true.
We had the conversation before you left. Hawaii is a shithole bar the resorts, from what I've heard. I've never been, but
it is.
I watched enough Dog the Bounty Hunter back in the day to know that there's a lot of methamphetamine and crime. A
lot of drug users, a lot of homeless people yelling at bins.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound great.
Man, there was this one dude we saw two nights in a row running down the main street in Waikiki, whatever the avenue there is called. All these fucking names I can't pronounce. Everywhere I went, there was a fucking name I couldn't pronounce. I'm not going to learn. I'm here for a week. Fuck off. Name it Smith Street, please.
Yeah, something.
This dude, both times, sprinting down the main causeway, just bumping into people, pushing grown men, screaming. It was like The Walking Dead.
Same dude.
And everyone's just like,
at least he's consistent.
But yeah, it was a couple of people screaming at bins. Yeah. And then there was a lady, a homeless lady, slapping her T-shirt against the concrete.
They slapping her tits against the concrete. Oh, I'm sure there was some contact.
Slapping her tits against the concrete. Yeah, so, no, I go on.
Yeah, so I didn't think you guys would love it. I could have thought of heaps of other places that you guys would enjoy.
We like colder places.
You like cold? You like cozy?
Cozy.
You guys like?
We loved England.
It's cold.
Love the UK.
Pubs, Yorkshire puddings, gravy, whiskey.
That's where it's at.
Yeah. Hawaii's like open air, skin exposure, pina coladas.
Hot. Mai Tais. It was hot,
been fucking
man.
Hot. And like, it would be like, I mean, I'm not saying Hawaii's like, it's for some people, but I don't think it's for you guys.
Oh, no, definitely. If you like drinking and laying on the beach all day, that's
surfing.
Surfing. Yeah, brah. Well, you know what? I didn't think the beaches were that good.
Well, we are blessed here where we live on the east coast of Australia because we do have the best coastline on the planet.
I know.
So when you go to other places and they're like the UK and like people will be like, yeah, we'll go to the beach. And I'll be like, mate.
What is this?
It's full of pebbles and the water's black and I was like, this sucks ass.
Well, we had, we climbed a Diamond Head, which is this giant crater there, which is right on sort of the, if the main drag sort of ends and you're looking at Diamond Head, it's very impressive. But you get to the top and you're like, this is just fucking, it's just a big cliff.
Yeah.
You know, it's what it feels like. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah, I've seen like outlooks like this before.
Yeah.
Like it's cool.
And again, we're probably spoiled here because like Australia's just got so much natural
bit of
beauty.
Bit of everything.
So you could go to like Mount Tomaree just north of where we are.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And you'd be
about.
Like pale blue, beautiful white sand, blue water, trees, views. And you're like, this is awesome. And then you go and see one in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And you're like, kind of like Mount Tomaree.
And we call Mount Tomaree here Instagram Mountain because that's where all the chicks go to get their fucking, like that type of shit.
Yeah.
So that's what it was like. It was good.
Surely there was some good stuff though.
Yeah, no, the zoo was cool. Yeah,
leaving.
Leaving. Oh man, we were so excited to leave.
Yeah, that was my other thing. So we obviously have a group chat for the podcast, myself, producer Lordy, Isaac, Connor, who does the editing, and Isaac shoots into the group chat. We're coming home a couple of days early. Like I'm fucking getting fucked up the ass with scaffold, 13 hours a day, trudging around in the mud, hands bleeding, asshole bleeding. And this fucking dickhead has got the audacity to say-
Halfway through a work day.
On his honeymoon. Yeah, midday at work when I'm at the prime rimming time, get fucking project managers on me back and the fucking young blokes won't get off their phones. And then I get a message from this dickhead. Oh, I don't really like Hawaii. Might come back a couple of days early. You fuckwit.
No, it was just like, I just like where I live. And I really like my house.
You have built an absolutely gorgeous castle here. It's a lot to come back to.
It's nice. It's nice.
And it is not, and do you know what? It doesn't matter where you go. It is always nice to come home.
Home, man.
And I can imagine that probably tenfold for you big homebodies.
Well, also because we travel a lot for work. It's like being home is like a holiday.
Fuck yeah.
And not having to leave is really nice. And I get it. Like a lot of people, you know, they work all year to go on their holiday. And I'm just one of these people that is a lot better than other people and has more money and I go on holiday all the time.
You know, like you say, like a holiday like that for a lot of people is a novelty.
Yeah.
They've got to save all year for something like that.
And I understand some people are poor and this is just what I do. I go on holidays, I see places, I stick my nose up at them
basically,
and I come home.
Yeah.
I put my shows on. Me and Dixon sit. We watched Midsummer Murders last night. It's great.
Yeah. And respect.
And we went to bed.
Respect.
Respect. I had a couple of beers.
It would have been good coming home.
So fucking good. We nearly cried. It was great.
Yeah, I bet you did cry. Oh. Claire would have cried for sure.
Claire was a bit crook too. So she was looking forward to coming home and she's very tired and all that type of shit. So
what's the food like over there?
Good. Cheesecake Factory is sick. But they have the calories.
What's the Cheesecake Factory?
It's just like a
desserts? All desserts? What do they do?
No, no, no. We had cheesecake on the beach there, and it is the best cheesecake I've ever had.
That sounds fucking good.
Fucking good. Yep. But it's got every slice of the cheesecake has like 1,200 calories.
Yeah, it'd be fucking
And on loose. The menu, they have every calorie that's in it. Like they tell you how many calories every meal, like every food, yeah, every fucking meal's got.
I don't want to know.
But it's right there in front of you. So you go, oh, I might have, and this is one I said on the Mum and Dad show yesterday. I said, oh, it's got the creamy carbonara, Boschiola's, and it's got 3,500 calories in it.
How big's a portion?
Like big.
Good, yeah.
Well, I got you know what, egg rolls?
No.
Egg rolls, right. You've heard the word egg roll before.
It's a derogatory term that surfers use, isn't it? Like you're a fucking egg. You're an egg roll. I believe that's a... Someone let me know in the comments, but I think surfers call shit surfers eggs or egg rolls.
Oh, I got no idea. Mate.
I believe that's what
I
look
like a fucking surfer to you.
Cowbunga, dude. Chibra.
Oh, it's calling everyone bra too. It's
like, yeah. Brah. Go with Christ, bra.
Yeah. Oh, what about, I wore my, in Hawaii, I wore my t-shirt or my shirt, my Hawaiian shirt that Claire got me for Christmas. That's got, it's got flamingos on it and photos of Claire and I, like just our heads.
It's a great shirt.
First day I was in Hawaii, this Hawaiian dude walks over and goes, bruh, that's the best t-shirt I've ever said. Slaps up with me. I've been there for 5 minutes. I'm like, these are my people.
Aloha, my friend.
You know what blew my mind? Oh, egg rolls. Sorry, I'll get back
to that. Sorry, we digress.
Lordy lived in America for a while. Egg rolls are just spring rolls, right?
Lordy looks puzzled.
Well, they were at the Cheesecake Factory. Anyway. Okay.
So it's like a spring roll.
It's just like a spring roll.
Use your microphone, mate.
Yeah, what's this fucking thing above your head? Pull it down. Here it comes.
Nothing. He's got nothing. Yeah.
So we had Mexican egg rolls.
That sounds good.
Fucking delicious.
Well, talk to me about the contents of that.
So it was like, imagine a burrito, but in a spring roll.
Oh,
there goes your semen retention.
Semen retention over.
Retention denied.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that was good. But I had a big New York steak with chips. And for some reason, I decided to get fucking, so did Claire. We both got the exact same meal because we're retarded.
Yeah.
And
yeah, no, don't try anything else. Just, no. Yeah. No. And that way, if it's both shit, then both your meals are ruined.
Yeah. And there's then no, the night's over and we go home.
Yeah.
And we both got the steak, chips, and for some reason, we both got mac and cheese.
And they're like, they froth mac and cheese over there. Not so, like America, it's an American, very American.
They love it, right? And so the chip serving is like,
could you have shared a meal? Like with the portion sizes, would one between two be enough?
No, okay. A lot of people say that, but they're weak people.
They're cats.
They're cats. Yeah. They are gay.
Cowards.
And not in like a homosexual gay way, like gay.
Yeah, no, they're not gay. They're just gay.
Mm. And so basically, the chip portion's huge, which is great. I'm a pig. And then the mac and cheese portion is huge. Great, I'm a pig. The steak's delicious. Great, I'm a pig. Spring rolls, fuck yeah. Dixon can't finish it. Great.
You doubled down.
I doubled down. I walked out of the Cheesecake Factory in fucking Honolulu.
You would have rolled out of the Cheesecake Factory.
As the fattest man alive. My gut was, I looked like a starving African child walking down the fucking main street.
7 foot.
Just African a 7 foot white African walking down the street with my stomach extended. There were blowflies coming around me. They thought I was going to die.
Vultures circling.
There was a lion that looked at me. And he said, no, I'll pass.
I'm good. Fuck yeah. While we're on the subject of weight, did you get knocked back from the horse rides like we spoke about? I know there was there was concerns about your weight.
Oh, too fat to ride a horse.
Couldn't ride the horses.
No.
Did you put much weight on while you were over
there? I lost weight.
Wow.
Because we walked every day. Yeah, we make sure whenever we go on holidays, we like to blow out food-wise, eat whatever we want, but we make sure we walk everywhere.
That's great.
So we're averaging, 15,000 steps a day, which
nice.
Was cool.
That's
and,
nice.
I trained a couple of times there in the gyms there.
Nice.
That was about it. Nothing crazy.
What was the hotel like you stayed at?
Oh, well, fucking the Queen Kalapini. Go to it. This is where it's at. Great hotel.
The QK.
Yeah. Yeah. and then we went to the Alani Resort.
Oh, did you stay at a couple of joints?
Yeah. So we stayed at the Alani Resort after a couple of nights at the QK. QK. And then we went to, the Alani Resort's at a Disney resort, but it's really more of a Hawaiian themed resort with a couple of Mickey Mouses around. But it's fucking like the room we had was like $1,400 Australian a night.
Was it good?
It was all right.
Fuck, $1,400, you'd want to be, I want to be impressed.
And then the gift shop, fucking somebody who may or may not be married to me went a bit loose in the gift shop.
The plastic sum.
Oh, God.
She's not around.
She can't hear.
She doesn't listen to these.
Tell
you off. How much?
How much? Like
$700.
On fucking what?
Disney.
Disney what?
But I didn't help either, right? Because I was like,
don't take the heat off her.
No, no. She looked at something. She looked at this bag. It was like $200.
Jesus Christ.
And she goes, I'm not going to get that. It's too expensive. Like, fuck it, get it. And I was just like, nah, let's get it. So yeah, we went, it's our honeymoon. Fuck, who gives a shit, right?
Get what you want.
And because we had a wishing well at the wedding, then we just got cash.
Yeah. That's one of the great things about weddings.
Weddings.
And again, like a lot of people normally use those wishing wells to subsidize the cost of an expensive wedding. But when you've got as much money as you do.
When you're loaded just, like me, join the Patreon, by the way.
That's just
when
fun. They're fun tickets. That's yeah. It. And it's cash, so you're not declaring a cent. It's just fun tickets.
The thing is, like I don't buy anything for me. I don't need anything.
Gone.
I got everything.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you get the man that has everything?
Well, what do I need?
Nothing.
I don't need anything.
No.
Like
more cash, more Patreon subscribers.
Oh, please. but I don't really, there's nothing I really need. Like I got a telly, I got a fucking a lawnmower.
Man of simple pleasures.
Well, I really don't need anything. Yeah. And that's the cool thing.
Yeah.
Like for my birthday, my mum got me a Makita drill. I was stoked.
Unreal.
That's great.
I do get excited at Christmas time for new undies.
Yeah.
Because
that
is like, I love like.
Well, I got the Manscaped undies. They're actually the best undies. Go and get the Manscaped.
Respect
undies.
Manscaped. Yeah. And I got 12 pairs of Bonds for Christmas. I'm like, fucking oaf. Let's go.
Yeah.
Maybe 100%. Some new work socks.
100%. So, I was just like, no, fuck it. It's Claire's. She's been looking forward to this honeymoon.
Yeah.
And I have too. But, you know, if she's at a Disney resort, she's been looking forward to this for months. She puts up with my shit. Go nuts, babe.
Yeah.
Go nuts.
Go your hardest.
Go your hardest. I think it was probably closer to 600, but let's say.
I know you, I've noticed you're walking it back a little bit and you're concerned that she may hear this. You've sort of taken a bit of the heat there.
The only reason it sort of stopped the spending was because we had to fit it all in the fucking suitcase. Mm. So I was like throwing out t-shirts and shit trying to fit it in.
You didn't just buy an extra seat on the plane and fucking, that's a luggage for that empty seat. And
mate, I will not buy fucking business class seats. Fuck you.
It's
10 grand.
It's a rort.
It is a rort.
Yeah, it is like 10 grand each way.
I think I might buy them if I go back to the UK though, because that's a long flight.
And have someone's just, Qantas or someone's just launched, you can do it in one hit now. You can, you know, you normally fight a-
I'd prefer to do it in one hit.
Yeah, but like-
That trip to Singapore is shit.
Yeah, what's it like 16, then another 8 hours or whatever. Like you're like 23 hours by the time-
Yeah, it took us 24 to get to Heathrow once.
But like, I know normally you'd go to like Dubai and then switch flights or whatever, but I think you can- Fly direct, literally Sydney to London.
I think if I did that flight again, I'd either do it direct or go to Dubai. Singapore, when we landed in Singapore, we stayed in the same shit airport.
Yeah.
Like there's like the real flash airport in Singapore that everyone's like, it's the best airport in the world. But then there's like this dodgy one just for Australian travellers, I think. And you just go through it smells like fucking durries.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I was about to say they've got they used to just be able to smoke in the terminals, but now they've got like the little clear boxes.
It still smells.
It's just
here,
got
mate.
Like 20 smokers in it, and they've got like little vents, and you just fucking
they hoe into
it's
it.
So
they
good. Love just it. Hoover and
they love it.
I'm back on the darts because my stress levels too. I've been fucking hammering smokes again. Fuck me. Like,
you gotta stop.
I know. Well, I did, and then work got really hard, and I was like,
"You back?
Fuck!
Are you back to vaping yet?"
Fucking fuck vapes, bro.
I tell you what was funny about Hawaii was I got recognized more than I do here.
In Hawaii?
By Hawaiians.
You're kidding.
Oh, well, maybe not more than I do here because I don't really go anywhere here, but.
But they, you were like.
I reckon I got recognized on the street in Hawaii by Hawaiians. I met a couple of Australians too.
Really?
Just random Australians.
That's
just like,
sick.
I loved it. It was so funny. Like there's this dude in this shopping center. He goes, oh, Isaac.
G'day. Hey, mate.
There you go, mate.
That's unreal.
But Hawaiians, this Hawaiian dude come out. He was a chef. He goes, oh, such a big fan, man. I love your channel.
Really?
Yeah, all that type of stuff. There was a driver, an Uber driver that freaked out when I got in the car. I'm getting photos and stuff.
Really?
Which was so cool.
That's very cool. Are there any comedy clubs in Hawaii?
I don't know. I didn't go there for work.
Yeah.
I hate stand-up. Fucking over it. So,
are you really?
Oh, no. It's because I've been doing the same show for a while.
Yeah.
So I
should write a few new jokes, bro.
Nah, fuck that. I'm taking next year off to write a new hour.
You're taking the year off?
Oh,
just doing tune-up shows here.
Well,
and there.
I'll do tune-up shows and trial material and stuff, and actually like test it stuff ready for probably the next year's Melbourne Comedy Festival, and then do a bit of a run.
Right.
But because I've been doing this particular show that I'm doing at the moment,
this was ready. Was this nearly ready to go before COVID? Oh,
this is 2020.
So you like this? You've had this holstered for
two years. So I'm ready to fucking get rid of it. It's
off.
Still good material, and I like it, but it's like I just want to do new stuff.
Fuck
you know?
Yeah.
So next year there won't be any, there might be shows, Probably not though. Probably more maybe a couple of live podcasts and stuff like that.
Yeah, fuck
all
yeah.
All that type of shit, getting on the piss and enjoying ourselves.
We are going to do that in a couple of months, aren't we?
Yeah, what was the decision with that, Lord? Do you think we're just going to wait for the 50th show and jump on to do that? Okay, good chat. Now,
we've lost him. He's gone.
He's done. Chatterbait. Yeah. Shouldn't have mentioned it.
Dusted off the old account.
So Hawaii was great. Loved it. But now I'm back.
But now you're back.
Now I'm back.
Fucking nice. Mate.
Yes, that's it.
That's good.
That's all I've got to talk about today.
That's it.
Fucking done. Show's over.
Well, you got a show in Sydney coming up?
Yeah. Well, Wollongong and New Zealand. Some shows over in New Zealand. So that should be good, not bad. But yeah, so we came back and back into the swing of things.
Nice.
And we haven't really been, nothing really changes here in Australia. It's all just the same sort of thing. There hasn't even been anything in the news.
Oh, I don't think so. There was a good game of footy last night, Roosters Rabbits.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was good. The new stadium that they spent fucking how much money on?
$1 billion on.
Was it $800 million or something?
Something like that.
I said 80 last night and I was like, no, nah, it wasn't 80, right. You idiot.
No.
Yeah.
That's one house in Sydney.
That looks cool.
It looked good.
Nearly a billion. Yeah, it looks good.
Is that worth it? There was nothing wrong with the other stadium.
It's a stadium, man.
Now taxpayers have got a fucking...
As long as the pitch is all right, then what's the issue?
I don't know. I like this Sydney Football Stadium,
it's
the old
traditional,
one.
Isn't it?
It did. It had a lot of the old tradition. There was a lot of great games there, all that type of shit.
The Knights are still getting beat too since you've been away.
Fuck me. Well, I'm supposed to go to the game.
Tomorrow,
yeah, but I don't know if I...
Yeah, Father's Day tomorrow?
Yeah, I messaged my brother about... because Dad was like... he was like, oh... I said,
it'd be old boys day, wouldn't it?
It's old boys day. I said, oh, when are we going to catch up for Father's Day? He goes, oh, I've got a fucking Hall of Fame dinner on Saturday night. Sunday I'll probably be a bit dusty.
Oh, mate, I didn't ask. I just said, when can we catch up?
I know. He said, oh, what about at the footy? I was like, all right, we'll just fucking do that. Yeah. So I'll go and have a couple of beers and
very good
catch up with the old fella, hopefully.
Nice.
But you know what I did notice in Hawaii that the young blokes might be interested in? What are ass cheeks?
Yeah, definitely one of my more favoured fashion trends that's come up in recent years.
You don't mind it?
The Brazilian cut swimwear.
The cheeky cut.
Yeah, that gets the whole blurter on display.
The whole blurter?
Well,
like it is.
It's all but the freckle, isn't it?
It's full, like, it's almost, it's full on.
It's all but the balloon knot.
The freckle. Yeah. I was trying to remember what the name of the chocolate is.
Yeah, chocolate freckle.
Yeah, it's freckle, yeah. Then I was like, oh, you just said that.
Nice. Chalky starfish.
Yeah, so, chatterbait, as we were talking about before, the reason I brought that up.
While we're on the subject of assholes.
Let's talk about wanking. There was a dude here yesterday with one of my other mates who used to do chatterbait as a job, make $900 a week, and all he did was just like film himself from the waist down jerking off for gay dudes.
Waist down?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just for gay dudes.
Could be anyone jerking off. 900 a week's...
Pretty good.
Good freight.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
It's a full-time job.
Isn't it?
How many videos you got to pump out for 900 a week?
I think he spent like 3 or 4 hours on it over a week, jerking off.
You got to edit them and stuff as well, make sure the production quality's.
Nah. This is just like webcam time. This is like 5 or 6 years ago.
Not grainy wank video.
But it was live.
Oh, nice.
So he's just flicking it. Well, yeah. Not flicking it.
You need a producer for that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm kind of starting to see Lordy's, while you might have had a clickbait, could have been producing wank videos.
The good old days. But yeah, so he told me all about that. And apparently people make a fucking fortune on it. People are making money on TikTok too.
Yeah.
People are making money on TikTok by doing live streams and they do battles. Do you know about this?
No, it sounds very gay.
It's very gay and not homosexual gay, just gay. Basically what you do is you and me get on TikTok.
I hate it already. I fucking hate this shit, man.
We get on TikTok and so you're at your house, I'm at my house and there's like a split screen and we get our fans to come on and gift us like flowers and shit and like race cars that are worth certain amounts of money.
Are these real race cars or
little tiny emojis sort of thing of it. And they come up on the screen and so like a little race car will be worth like a dollar or whatever. And the person with the most race cars or flowers or whatever it happens to be, there's like lots of different ones you can pick from and they're worth different amounts of money, like little photos. And the winner gets to keep the money.
I hate it.
This is like people do this full time.
Oh, no, I hate it.
But someone was making 30 grand a day doing this.
Yeah. Fuck.
And TikTok takes 70%.
What?
And they're still making 30 grand.
So people, so like... So I have so many questions, but at the same time, I don't care about any of it.
No.
It's fucked. I don't understand how it works, but I don't give a fuck either.
He was saying to me, maybe that's something you could do. And I was like, it's just not me, man.
What sort of fucking
weird fucking people? You get on there and you have a look at the people who are live and they're just all Lebanese.
Yeah. But what's their real life? What are they like interacting in real life if that's how they earn it?
Well, a lot of them spend hours on it a day. So they have like this, he was explaining to me, there's like a ranking system. So if you are in the top 10, you're there for a week.
Yeah.
And then it rejigs at the end of the week. So you have to be on there for a certain amount of hours and have this many followers. And it's a fucking, I don't understand how anyone even started doing it or got into it or stays in it.
So they battle.
It's a battle. TikTok. And I said to old man, I was like, what is the battle?
What are they doing?
He said, you just got to get your people to donate more money than their people. I was like, but what is the battle?
I assumed it would be like wilding out, and they'd be like, maybe like into each other, like a comedy battle.
Maybe they do.
I don't know.
Maybe they talk a bit of shit.
Your mum's so fat, like that kind of thing.
But I know a girl that does it, and she just goes, I watched one of her streams once for like 10 minutes. She sits there and she goes, thanks for the flower, Daryl.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you for the race card, Dean.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
One thing I have noticed too, as my days have got bigger at work, I've found myself coming home and scrolling heaps more than I have.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's like a correlation between when I want to switch my brain off, I'll just find myself just going,
And a lot of people are doing it. My YouTube rep told me that YouTube views across the board have gone down like 15 or 20 or 30% or something.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Good.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, not good for you.
Not good. Good.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Good for people getting off their phones.
No, they're not off their phones. They're on TikTok. Which is worse.
Yeah.
At least with YouTube, you're actually watching something.
And the Chinese are stealing everyone's data.
You watched that Joe Rogan thing they were talking about?
Of course I fucking did. I watch everything Joe Rogan does.
We are the Joe Rogan dick riders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And Shane Gillis. Did I tell you I met him?
Did you meet Shane Gillis?
No. Damn, bit of my own medicine. Didn't like that.
Cop that, cocksucker. Yeah. So apparently they
back engineered it.
This is what they're doing. They can listen to your microphone. They can read your keystrokes, which means everything you type.
Yeah.
When you go into Google and type, what is this fucking funky shit on my head?
Yeah.
It's
they got it.
They've got it. They've got everything.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's good.
It's not good.
It's good. Oh yeah. I mean, it's not good.
It's not good for people who want to take over the world.
No. Yeah. We're living in a crazy time. There's so much change. Like what the way the world's been for. Ever, well, not forever, but like the way the modern world's been for the last 50 years.
It's all the Chinese. It's all the Chinese. The reason I wanted to leave Hawaii, Chinese, their fault. Do you know why? Not Chinese people. I don't mean there was too many of those. I know that sounds horrible, but that's not what I mean.
I'm glad you clarified.
They have back engineered everything about me. Everything I do is Chinese people. They're controlling me. What I eat, what I say, when I every movement that I do through the day, I am a Chinese spy.
You're a Chinese propaganda machine.
I am. I'm part of the machine.
What's your take on Taiwan?
Fucking who?
Yeah, exactly.
Who?
I thought so.
Taiwan can suck a dick. All right? If China doesn't invade Taiwan this week, I'll spew.
Yeah.
Take them out. Nuke them. Duke Nukem. I reckon that it's all this bullshit media stuff about China's bad, North Korea's bad. No, they're good people.
You're pro-China?
I'm so pro-China, it makes me sick, all right? All I eat, pad thai. I think it's Thai.
Thai. You know how I know? It's in the name. Because it's not called pad China. One of your best, Isaac.
Let me just go back. Oh, I eat honey chicken.
Nice.
Honey chicken.
A real traditional Chinese meal.
Honey chicken. Oh, that's what they eat. That's all they eat in China. Honey chicken.
I had dumplings last night.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I had dumplings the other week. I woke up at 2 a.m. burping. Nice. I thought I was going to spew. I just ate too much.
How many fucking dumplings did you have?
12?
Yeah. I had a big night on the tooth last night. Got super stoned. And pack of the double stuffed Oreos, burger, two burgers, and some chocolate chip cookies.
Jesus.
And you should have heard my ass this morning.
Blowing.
Oh, like a trumpet. God, like a Megan Gale.
Megan Gale?
Well, like a gale force wind, but we call it a Megan Gale.
Okay, very nice. Very sharp.
Yeah, no, not good. And the smell too is just...
You know who I've seen put away some fucking food? My brother Darcy, right?
Yeah.
Brought up for breakfast the other day, him and a bit of the fam and me and Claire. And he accidentally ordered two slices of cake.
Accidentally?
For breakfast. Accidentally.
Yeah. Cake for breakfast?
This is what I'm saying.
He's trying to give himself diabetes? What's he doing?
So he eats two big slices of carrot cake. Then a burger comes out.
Carrot cake as well?
Yeah. What an order.
Get a bit of cake.
And then he gets a thick shake.
I think he might have worms or diabetes.
Darcy has worms.
Yeah.
He listens to the podcast, actually.
Well, yeah, Darcy, go get checked for worms, bro.
Nice worms, bro.
Yeah.
Show us your worms.
Yeah, that's pretty
show
funny.
Us your tickler.
That's a pretty odd breakfast order. How are you getting around for the rest of the day after that?
Bad, I think.
Straight on the lounge after that.
I think you have to. Yeah. Your glycogen levels just fucking go through the roof.
Couch lock.
So this is why China will defeat the West. It's because we're all out here eating cake and shit. Everyone's fat. No one's fat in China. Who's fat in China? Exactly.
Yeah.
No one.
No one.
They are lean, mean, honey chicken machine.
Lean, mean, programming machines. Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, it can't be good. It's a big power shift, isn't it, from the West? Like
it is.
America. I mean, that's the image that you get. Like America's seems to be crumbling. Like society in America seems to have gone to the dogs. Like people living in tents and
there's heaps of tents when we were in Hawaii, and Hawaii being a state of America, if you're a fucking idiot and didn't know.
It sounds like you just learned that recently.
I was very aware.
The way you said that was like you didn't know, and then someone pointed it out to you, and you're like, yeah, if you're some fucking idiot that didn't know.
Mate, I'm a very intelligent.
You may have not known.
I'm a Chinese spy, very intelligent. Tents everywhere.
Oh,
homeless people everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just, they make me sick.
Yeah, I saw a dude last night at the shops, the shopping center, Katara, near where we live, and he had like a bindle. He was like in the car park, and I think there's a PowerPoint. He was like charging his phone.
Really?
And I was like, fuck, I think that guy might be homeless.
I don't think
obviously
homeless people
straight past him.
Oh, like, yeah, spat at him. I don't think homeless people should have phones. They shouldn't have phones.
Well, then I was like, he's homeless, but he's got a smartphone. Like,
if you can have a smartphone, you can buy a house.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Like, I'm sick of seeing homeless people. Just buy a house. What the fuck are you doing? Get a rental, idiot. Why would you live on the street?
Yeah, there's heaps of nice houses around.
Get a house in Bondi.
They're building new places. You've seen
all the time.
Yeah.
There's all these new developments going up. What are you doing on the street, you loser? Riding the trains. Why?
Why?
Get a house. Don't talk to me.
That's fucking...
I've got a new segment for the show. I've got a new segment.
Have you?
It's called Leave Some Pussy for the Rest of Us.
And we're going to get up some fucking real pussy magnets.
Well, I want to talk about some pussy magnets.
What I'm envisioning is we need a screen there and like some pictures of some absolute pussy magnets.
That is true.
The kind of dudes that I know we're going to talk about.
Well, I want to talk about for the first episode of Leave Some Pussy for the Rest of Us.
Great name.
Isn't it?
I love it.
I want to talk about the type of guys that are just too cool.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, baby.
Yeah.
You know, you want to, sort of like Brother Jonas.
Yeah, Joe is a man of few words.
My brother Jonas. He's a very, very quiet boy.
He was also enraged. I saw him at the footy and we got talking about your honeymoon and he was equally as enraged as I was that you were coming home early.
We
bagged the fuck out of you.
I bet he did. Well, he's always going on stupid camping trips to shit places. Yeah. I bet he wants to go to Hawaii.
Yeah. You couldn't afford to go to Hawaii, Jonas. Mr. Cool.
Loser. But he's a very quiet sort of guy.
Yeah.
You know, just,
yeah.
You know? The type of dudes I'm talking about are the ones that don't try and pick up chicks, but they try at the same time.
They
walk in there and they're like, hey, how you going? Good? I fucking hate them.
Yeah, they're not trying, but is their form of trying very hard to get pussy.
How do you do that as a person? What was you, oh, I've asked you this before. Your mentality when you were trying to meet women was more like, you said last time that you were really trying to be really vocal and like solve their problems in life.
I believe I said that, yes.
Yes, I think that's a quote.
I think if we go back and replay the tape, that's exactly what I said.
You said you wanted to save these women from their life of sin.
Yeah. Generally at strip clubs, I do try and save the odd stripper or two, take them away from that life for sure.
I've seen dudes do that.
It's
great.
It's fucking pathetic.
You don't need this. You don't need this life. You'll be like
a you ever do like the ones you could do like the house call where you get like the stripper to the hotel room?
No.
Well, with the buck show. No. On a buck show. No. You've never had a stripper in a hotel room at a buck show.
No, mate.
Oh, well, fucking for everyone else who has fun at buck shows. And when the stripper
comes.
Where
was my stripper?
You fucking vehemently put your foot down.
Vehemently?
Yeah.
Vehemently.
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 Doesn't mean like super strongly, like very adamantly.
Strongly against.
Yeah.
Vehemently.
Yeah. Against like getting.
Vehemently. Immediately. Vehemently.
Yeah, you were very.
Vehemently.
Against getting a stripper.
I can't have strippers.
Yeah.
I'm too good looking.
They will want to leave and marry you.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, but like there's always like the boys, like they come back to the room and they do the show and then they're like, anyone want a private dance? And the boys are always like, bro, I'm 100% getting a private dance. Like this chick likes me. I'm like, oh, mate, like.
You know who used to carry
on? You know what she does for money? Like she pretends she likes you and gets her clothes off. And the boy's like, nah, that's usually like, fuck, man, I might be able to fuck her, eh? And you're like, you suck. You're not going to root up.
Those type of guys, they pick up chicks. What do they talk about? Because I imagine you and Jesse have a good conversation. You're both fun, happy people, right?
Yeah.
Aaron and I are fun, happy people. What are these dudes that are super cool with these chicks that are super dumb?
Yeah.
What do you talk about all day?
Well, I imagine anyone that's good looking is dumb.
Has to be.
I'm yet to meet anyone, bar obviously like myself, that's got both good looks and like red wit hair. And charm.
Yes.
Yeah. And red hair. Ginger pubes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's...
Because I've talked about this before with like footballers.
Yeah.
Like what do they get up to? What do they talk about?
I haven't met a lot of, well, like, and it's like me and my mates have a funny, because it's such a cliche. Anytime you see anyone that you played footy with, the first question anyone asks anyone is, oh, how are you, mate? You still playing footy? And we always say, because we're all like retired now, but we'll all say to each other, and then none of us are playing. We'll go for a beer and go, still playing footy, legend? Because it's the first thing that everyone says. And it's so true because like, aside from footy.
You have nothing.
You have nothing in common. Not nothing, but like
very little.
Very close to nothing.
Very little. There's a lot of blokes that I remember playing footy with that if you actually had a conversation with them and spoke, what are your thoughts on the Large Hadron Collider? Like, a couple of hit ups. Yeah, I was good. I was good today. So
Who we got work. Next week? Who we playing next week?
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny. But like, I don't know. That's just people in general, I suppose.
Mm. I can't deal with a lot of like, not dumb people. Like I can talk to dumb people because I'm dumb with some things.
Talking to one right now.
I'm pretty dumb with some things. I'm not overly intelligent in some areas and other areas. I think I know what I'm talking about. But like you go and, for example, I think I can bullshit my way through anything. Like I was doing a video with Rob Whittaker the other day, UFC, former UFC champion.
He's fighting tomorrow.
He is fighting tomorrow. So hopefully he does well. This will come out after that. But, and I tried to sort of talk to him about fighting and talking about footwork and foot placement. And geez, I sound like a dumb.
Yeah.
You watch the video back and you're like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
And it's obvious. It's pretty obvious when someone does. I don't know what I'm talking about with that sort of stuff, but I reckon I could pick like a bloke that didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, but you can, and it sounds stupid, but that's what these footballers talk about. That's what they sound like when they talk about anything that is other than football.
I remember it was a Melbourne Storm player, and he was talking about crypto.
Oh, no.
And he got talking about, like, he signed some endorsement deal and they were paying him in crypto.
Right.
And he was, like, talking about, like, yeah, not a lot of people actually know this about me, but that sort of crypto aspect of my life. Okay. It was, like, a crypto aspect.
Aspects, nice.
What you trade... Cryptocurrency, like that's not an aspect. Like you just, that's something you do.
That's something you do.
But he was trying to talk about it as if it was like a personality trait. Yes, I also enjoy crypto aspect. You're like, bro, shut the fuck up.
I love listening to people. There's this chick that Claire and I watch. She's an Instagram chick and she's like a, she's a fucking model or not a model, her fitness chick. And she uses-
so an idiot.
She uses words that are definitely not required in that sentence and do not mean that. Like
vehemently.
But she was talking about, and she started a video today and we're watching it this morning and she goes,
So a lot of you won't know this about me, but I've actually got ADHD.
Yeah.
And every single chick on Instagram has ADHD.
Yeah, isn't ADHD just seems like an excuse for people who can't put their phone down.
Like, yeah, she's like, so I can my ADHD sort of it requires me to hear things that all the time happen. So like if a gate closes like two blocks away, I'll be able to hear it.
What?
I was like, what?
Is it a superpower?
Like, what are you trying to get across? But I think every chick now has ADHD.
Yeah, it's one of them trendy ones, isn't it?
It is a trendy one.
Everyone had a gluten intolerance for a while there. Yep. And
now they've all got ADHD. And people do actually have ADHD.
Yeah. But like so what?
Like oh, I've got ADHD. Woo.
I do have a mate that claims he has ADHD. And he would be like, yeah, it's fuck, man. Like I'll just be, because he works at a computer. And he'd be like, it's so fuck, man. Like I'll be like doing what I'm doing. And the next minute I'm fucking like scrolling through Instagram. Like it's fucked. I'm like,
everyone does.
That's what we all do, mate. Like you have to concentrate. Like you have to,
my cousin.
He's like, no, it's fucked. Like I can't not do it.
My cousin said this to me. She goes, oh, I've got ADHD. I can't clean my room. I was like, it's always messy. Like, no, you're just a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. It becomes like an excuse. Like, yeah. Dylan Alcott has no legs, but he can still, you know what I mean? People like make excuses.
You love Dylan Alcott, don't you?
I'm a big Dylan Alcott fan. Fucking oath I am. Yeah.
I think he carries on about the disabilities a bit much.
He's milking that.
Isn't he?
He's milking that.
He's like, he gets in there. He gets in there. He goes, oh, we've got to look after people with disabilities. We get it, mate.
We get it.
Does he have no legs or he's got some that aren't?
He's got some. They're not much chop.
I don't think he tries hard enough. Has he tried standing up recently? Probably not.
Oh, I saw a great video. It was a bloke that was like, it was like worst DJ song choice ever. It was a couple's first dance, but it was like a disabled lady.
Yes.
And hilarious. They played Ed Sheeran thinking out loud. It's like, when your legs don't work like they used to before. Everyone's sort of like, oh, shit.
I bet that that's the couple doing that.
Surely.
That would be hilarious. If I was in a wheelchair, I would absolutely have that song on my wedding.
I like to think that if I was disabled, like physically disabled, I could have a fucking good giggle at it. Maybe different. It's probably easy saying that as a completely healthy, able-bodied man.
With ADHD.
It's probably easier to say that.
No, I don't. I think if I, you know, I have different like entrance songs when I come on stage. If I was in a wheelchair, it would be, you know.
Rolling biscuit.
Yeah. Keep rolling, roll. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
You start off with a laugh and then you keep going. But then there's these fucking milkers like Dylan Alcott, Australian of the Year.
Seven-time fucking Grand Slam winner.
Who, what has he done for society?
I mean, apart from the things we just mentioned and more that we're not mentioning, fuck all.
Mate, he was in Parliament the other day going, oh, we're finally talking about disabled people. Take me back to this is why China needs to come in, because they fucking, you know what they do with disabled people?
I've got a fair idea. Off with the Uyghurs.
off to fucking Taiwan that doesn't exist and they're about to nuke it.
Yeah, China.
Makes me sick. But yeah, leave some pussy for the rest of us. I fucking hate blokes.
Well, what I sort of envision with that section is that we scour the internet for some real ugly, awkward-looking dudes and have a photo because they're pussy repellent.
What do you think is the most attractive part of a male for a female? I know a lot of ladies say, oh, it's his smile. Can they see a bank balance in a smile? Is that what they mean?
Yeah, I mean, surely that trumps everything.
Well, that's the crazy thing, right? Like if you're a man with a lot of money, you can be ugly.
Yeah.
If you're a woman with a lot of money,
you can also be ugly.
But does it matter?
There's heaps of women out there with like toy boys.
But is there as many?
No, because there's not as many women with money.
Why?
Because of the gender pay gap.
Or they're just shit.
They're not having a go.
They're not having a go, mate. They're the Dylan Alcott of the working world.
The gender pay gap just come into the news cycle again recently.
I see it all the time. People tag me in it.
It was something to do with like childcare because of COVID, and they're like, but women can't afford it because of the gender pay gap. It's like, it's not real. So why do they keep saying this?
There was that story, and then there was a story about women out earning men if they don't have a child. And it's like, well, that's the thing. Don't have a baby. Yeah. If you want to keep making money, and it's not just for the time period that you're with the child or like you're at home with the child, it's the time period afterwards because you miss out on that experience at work. You know, you haven't made the connections with people at work, yada, yada, yada.
It is a choice.
If you want to continue making as much money and the movement through your career, don't have a baby.
Yeah.
And if you do have a baby and you're not making as much, shut up.
Yeah. It's not hard, is it?
Get over it. Yeah. I'm fucking sick of it. Just whinge, and it's not just women. It's men too. Just the whinging people in society. It's mainly women.
No, but there's men on behalf of women. I'm like, you shut up too.
Oh, mate. If I see some of these things get posted and you can see who you know or friends with you that have liked it, and you're just like, you fucker, I can't deal with you.
And no one cares anyway.
With what?
Like who gives a fuck anyway? I don't know. Does anyone really? I don't know. We need a war. Australia needs a fucking war to sort all this shit out.
You know who doesn't care about the gender pay gap?
Fucking Ukraine.
China. China doesn't care about the gender pay gap. You know why?
Because
women.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Although the Chinese women, I think they're involved in the army over there.
Yeah, probably.
Mm. Well, they're pretty busy. They're pumping out fucking 8 million kids a year.
Fuck. China.
China.
When do you reckon they pull the trigger and do you reckon they'll ever invade here? Well, they wouldn't invade here, would they? Be too.
Well, they actually own a lot of land.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They don't have to.
And that's the thing. So if we ever went into like if global warming wasn't a myth, and
global warming was real.
If global warming was real, and we ever started actually having issues with like growing crops and shit like that, the crazy thing about China owning so many mines and these big like not crops of land, what do they call it? Lops of land?
Yeah, or just land.
Flots of land. They can then grow whatever they want to grow on it. Let's say they grow corn, right? Honey chicken. And they can sell that straight back to their own people because they own that land.
Yeah.
So if you could like you could own so much, like a big portion, a big percentage of Australia and be Chinese, be a Chinese company, be, you know, based in China and send all that food back if there was something happened, you know, there was a solar flare or there was a nuclear winter, you could potentially send all that food back to China and then the Australian people would go hungry.
Yeah.
Potentially.
That was one thing that concerned me. Rogan had Zuckerberg on the other day.
I haven't listened to that yet.
Pretty dry. It was all right. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Zuckerberg's a fucking nerd.
He's like, a robot.
Yeah. But like Rogan did what Rogan does. Like he was so good. Like, he let him nerd out for a bit.
Yeah.
And then he sort of started asking him like some personal stuff and got him to open up on a few things. But one thing that did concern me, and it wasn't initially concerning, but then the more I thought about it, Zuckerberg went on to talk about like his ranch, like where he lives. And he's like, yeah, it's good. Like it's all self-sustaining. And I was like, why would you want, like, I just feel like the elites, whatever's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Mm.
So like if Zuckerberg needs his property to be self-sustaining. So they've got their own cattle, they've got their own meat, they're growing their own food, they're off-grid. He used the word off-grid. And I know Bill Gates has bought in the last couple of years an absurd amount of land in Texas and like farmland.
And a lot of vegan products too.
Yeah. So like when Zuckerberg's like, yeah, I'm getting my house off-grid, I'm like, why? Like, what do you know? I'm always like, what do you know? I'd hate that. And he said it like so nonchalantly. He's like, yeah, it's really cool. Like, little cool projects. Like, we've got our own cattle. Like, and you know, I was like, why does that matter? what's coming?
Somewhere in America. I hate it. Somewhere in America recently, this is like 2 days ago, they had, it was really hot.
Yeah.
There was an energy issue.
Yeah.
So this particular company, they have like digital thermostats, like for their air conditioners and shit, or their heaters in their house. And this certain company locked everyone's heater.
Yeah.
So they couldn't turn it on.
Yeah, right.
Or air conditioner. So they couldn't turn it on. And it said on it was like, due to a national emergency or a state emergency or whatever, we are controlling this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we don't have the ability to put the air conditioner on.
Yeah, it's scary.
Or put the heater on. That's not good.
Yeah, it's where it's all going. I think not in our lifetime, but I think just that control thing, like with the, like we'll be cashless in. Fuck, what do you reckon, 20 years, 30 years?
Well, I
will be completely cashless.
I think they tried to do that quite a bit. And some businesses still are quite cashless when they come to like when you go to a store or whatever.
Oh, how often do you use cash now? Other than when I'm buying bags of Coke, like never.
Never. And even some of those have like a PayPal.
Yeah, you can Venmo them the money.
I don't use
cash. That's not true. None of my dealers take Venmo.
I don't think they would. It's too easily to trace.
Yeah. Your Lordy's dealer takes card.
Does he?
That's fucking dumb.
What is he, own a scaffolding business or something? And he just puts it through as a, yep, put one up here, put one up at Lordy's house.
That's going to need laundering. So
every Sunday, I put it up there.
Yeah.
What was I talking about?
Going cashless.
Well, they tried to do that during COVID. And even some businesses now are like, no, we don't accept cash.
That was the first thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember, I know we've said this on the podcast before, but like one of the first things they were like, it spreads on cash. You can't use cash anywhere. That was like the first thing they said. They're like, yeah, it like spreads on money.
Yeah.
So you can't use cash. And I was like, surely there's fucking heaps of other stuff that like.
So what? Like, why do they want to do that? Is that because they don't want it? Because they're printing so much money and now it all just sort of exists.
It'll become worthless. Digitally. So it becomes worthless. If they print, if they, like the, again, I'm not an economist. I'm a scaffolder.
What?
I'm a fucking good scaffolder.
No doubt.
I'm not an economist. But my take on it is that they just keep printing cash. That's going to become worthless. Cash, physical cash will become worth nothing. So it'll all be electronic. Mm-hmm. And once it's electronic, it's very easy to go, you're making too much noise. You're too much dissent. We're freezing your assets. They did it to the Canadian truckers. Like they were freezing people's bank accounts because they were protesting.
They were too.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how quickly people forget about that?
Yeah, that was not that long ago. That was like fucking 6 months ago.
So let's say we drive down to protest something in Canada.
People that were helping the truckers, they were freezing their accounts. Like,
imagine that. Imagine you're helping someone out with a protest that you believe in and all of a sudden you go into fucking your banking account and it's frozen.
Yeah, you can't buy any food. So it's like it's to get compliance. That's where I think it's all going. That's why the cryptocurrency things I feel taken off the way it has because it's people potentially
don't trust
a
the
way.
Banks. Yep.
People don't trust the banks and it's like-
And rightfully so.
And again, don't understand very much about crypto. I have a little bit, but I know fuck all about it. But I do see the appeal of it because-
I have a crypto aspect in my life.
I've got that crypto aspect, bro. One, two things I love, Carton the Steedon and that crypto aspect.
Carton the Steedon?
Carton the Steedon. Carting the Steedon.
Oh, running the footy.
Running the footy, Carton the Steedon.
Yeah, gotcha, gotcha.
And crypto aspect.
You need to release a book of fucking
crypto
weird stuff.
Crypto Asperger's. Yeah.
CRISPR.
CRISPR, genetic modification.
No, CRISPR. CRISPR. What is that? Crypto aspect. Asperger's.
Yeah.
Crypto burgers.
We'll edit that one out.
No, leave it in. I like it.
But like it's a whole decentralized thing of like, well, okay, they can freeze your Aussie dollars in your account, but if you have crypto, you can still navigate. I suppose like that's the appeal of it because it's decentralized. But then the banks are trying to get in on it. I know maybe the Commonwealth, they accept crypto now. Like you can make crypto deposits at the Commonwealth.
Which is good. Which is good.
Yeah, but they're all trying to get in on it because, I don't know. It's fucked. And I know it's like, I think where we're at now is like a shifting point. Like you can see how, you know, like the power shift in America's on the way to no longer being the superpower.
What do they call it in elections? A swing.
It's a swing.
Yeah.
But like it's, you know, it's going, you know, China's stealing everyone's technology and becoming this superpower and we're going.
Isn't it hilarious how China does that? They don't have any like copyright laws. So they just pinch everyone's iPhone, more like my phone.
Yeah. More like we do this now. It's crazy. But we're probably seeing the start of it. And I reckon, what do you know, like 15, 20 years, 30 years, like what's it going to be like?
And they've done that over a long time because we've invested so much money into China.
Yeah.
Because we can go and buy, like I've done it with products that I've sold on my website and stuff.
Yeah.
Like the figurines.
Yeah.
Like I think that was for 2,000 of those, that was about 20 grand.
Yeah.
Right? So, but to get them made in Australia,
it'd be like 100 grand.
Madness.
Yeah.
So everyone puts all their money there, all their time, because they're not paying their employees. It's all slave labor.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, why would you, like saying to me, why would you fund slave labor? I'm like, well, fucking every other does it.
Yeah.
Every other big business does it. Why wouldn't I?
It's one thing I always find a bit funny about like people who are critical of, I know we've been swinging off Rogan pretty hard this episode, Uncle Joe.
Jojo.
But he gets hammered for like his stance on the vaccine. People call it, you know, like that video of him dropping the N-word came out, which wasn't great, but like people get him, who hasn't? I've said it 5 times this episode.
Yeah.
But he gets drilled on like the vaccine, that this, that and the other. He never seems to get much flack for being critical of China because everyone kind of goes, he's
spot on.
Probably pretty spot on
you
about
don't
that.
Have
he
to
has
agree.
People on.
You don't have to agree with everything that someone says.
No, but like he never seems to get much shit for like, no one's ever like, yeah, and he's racist towards what China's doing. It's like
everyone goes,
everyone kind of knows like China's on the.
I don't think he can be racist towards Chinese people because they're the superpower. They're the fucking people that are in charge or going to be in charge.
I think they are.
But Joe Biden's not fucking in charge. He's not the leader of the free world.
What's the meme I'm seeing of him in front of a cathedral or something? I've missed that.
He was doing a speech and it was just the lighting.
It looked very.
It was full on, like full daunting. Like, that's it. Leave some pussy for the rest of us, Joe. Leave some pussy for all us fucking normal people. While you're up there doing a speech and he's doing like, he's holding like this and people are comparing it to a Hitler speech as well. It's hilarious.
There's no way his dick still works.
Oh, I don't know.
There's no way.
Apparently he's been retaining semen since the 70s.
That's it. I'm going for a wank right now.
You could be the next Joe. Have you seen the photos of Joe Biden, how he used to look to, compared to now?
No.
So he's like, I'll find one for you and I'll show you because it is.
How old is he? He's 100.
130, I think.
He's old as fuck.
Joe Biden then and now. That'll do.
We're at the hour.
Oh, well, if you want to check out the Joe Biden then and now, head over to Patreon, ladies and gentlemen. It is from $1 a month. You can get access to the sealed section. We're about to tee off on the fucking Joe Biden. So, yeah. Go and join us on Patreon right now. Isaac Butterfield on Patreon.
And I want to know how much you spent on your holiday too. We'll do that in the Patreon. I want to figure.
It wasn't that much. I mean, it was a lot. Go and check us out on Patreon. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, be a good motherfucker. Peace in the Middle East. Me dick stinks too low for a bye-bye. I hear I'm chatting in the noise. Move too quick. Can't stop for the talking. I hear I'm chatting with the boys. Man's so tough, but must keep walking.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.